January 1933, the construction challenge of the century finally kicks off. The world with the tallest towers and the deepest foundations in just about the worst place in the country. It'll take 80,000 miles of cable, 11 lives, and an unprecedented series of construction firsts before the dream of Golden Gate became a reality. The first major battle against the elements is to build the colossal foundations for the South Tower. The pier is a structure the size of a football stadium, 35 feet from the shore, deep in the raging waters of the gate.
It's approximately 500 feet deep, right under the Golden Gate Bridge, where the land is very narrow, that water is going to move very, very quickly.
As if to demonstrate how foolhardy the venture is, in the first year of construction, fogs, storms, and currents each take their toll on the building of the South Pier. It soon becomes the most cursed part of the bridge. The ferocious water that gushes through the gate starts life, innocently, high in the Sierra Nevada hills. The 10 rivers flowing into San Francisco Bay are draining 50,000 square miles of hills and farmland. That's 40% of all California. This entire runoff collects in the bay, and with only one place to go, it streams out to sea through a gap in the rocks only a mile wide, the Golden Gate. At the same point, racing in the other direction on a collision course from the ocean, the tides sweep in from the Arctic and South Pacific. These ocean tides are forcing 2.3 million cubic feet of water a second, two times a day, back through the throat of the Golden Gate. Here is where they meet the millions of gallons of fresh water trying to flow out of the bay and become a wash of boiling eddies.
And we've actually picked up kayakers who've lost their oars and they're on their way to Hawaii because it's just going to sweep you right out.